said I might regret the photograph, not as much as you do in agreeing to do that PowerPoint presentation, Fraser. I'd like to thank whoever the judges were. Look, it was a remarkable year, wasn't it, in Scotland and across the UK. It was the most important vote that we'll ever be involved in for a generation, or for a year, as some people would like to have it. Generations are increasingly short these times. Look, I just decided to get out my iron brew crates around the country and talk to whoever would listen. Just politics unspun in a way that it perhaps used to be long ago. And it was, Fraser spoke about people heckling and people shouting, yeah, wherever I went, there were crowds and they were kind of in the space that I was meant to have my meetings. And instead of kind of backing off, I just put my iron brew crates down and continued with my meetings. But, I mean, it was what I discovered was that not only there's a great passion in Scottish politics, which I've always known, and I've realised that not all the best comedians are at the Edinburgh Fringe. And kind of all across the country, I met people with kind of remarkable passion and great insights. I got to Ayr, and there was a man who had this scrawny wee dog, tiny kind of, I felt quite sorry for the dog. Kind of one of those dogs kind of looked soaking wet, had no hair, but he'd scribbled with a biro pen the word freedom, right? On his dog, and he was trying to climb on at my iron brew crates. I said, what's your name, sir? And he said, William Wallace. And I was heckled by a horse, and so I was barked at by a dog with the word freedom scrawled onto its scrawny back. I was heckled by a horse with the word yes on its blanket. And then the last thing, because I know you want to go on with the giving other people their awards, I was in Lewis. And I was doing a speech, and I turned up a little bit late, and there was a crowd there, but it was a sunny evening. But they had their hoods up, and a few of them had their umbrellas up. And I thought, what's going on? And the local journalist said, that gentleman there is a yes voter. And up above us, there was these kind of seagulls. He said, he's also the seagull whisperer. Now, I don't know about you, but there was over 100 seagulls above our head. So while some yes campaigners tried to disrupt the meetings by preventing us having the space in the ground to have our conversations, the most effective heckle of the whole campaign was my 100 seagulls shitting on our heads. And it was the only meeting that was successfully broken up. But look, the perception of the Scottish Labour Party is we're too close to the establishment. So this award here today will help me enormously. And I'm going to ask Len McCluskey if he'll maybe put it on his wall. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This means a lot to me. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jim. Just before Jim leaned up to me, he goes, thanks, you bastard. Hope we won't cause you too many problems out there, Jim. Anyway, our next